The Guardian.
We are on the eye wall right now, too. The eye is about to is approaching us from the southeast and should be here the next 5 to 10 minutes. We've got really intense rainfall right now, as well with strong winds. Winds are probably exceeding 80 miles per hour in their gusts right now. There's down power lines, down trees. One of my colleagues is actually outside of the vehicle trying to stand up right now, and he's getting blown around pretty good. We spent last night in Lafayette, Louisiana, and then this morning made the trek down here. There are pretty much no vehicles. Nobody's out on the roads at all. We're about the only vehicle we've seen out driving around in this storm. Been pretty lucky. It looked like the storm was going to be a much, much stronger storm yesterday when it made landfall today in Louisiana, but fortunately it weakened some overnight over the last couple of days after it crossed Cuba. It weakened some and was not able to regain that Category 4 strength that it had coming into Cuba. So that really helped out, as well as it passed south of New Orleans far enough that New Orleans was able to be spared the brunt of the storm. Could have been a much, much worse situation up there if things had played out a little differently.
And now that it's been downgraded to a Category 2 storm, what kind of damage can that cause?
With a Category 2 storm, you'd expect like mobile homes, a lot of damage to mobile homes, to roofs, down power lines, trees down. You're not going to expect total destruction to buildings like you might see in a Category 4 or Category 5 storm. But, you know, roofs definitely could be damaged, maybe some glass, broken windows, things like that. Makes it really hard to drive because, obviously, with the wind that strong, we're getting blown all over the road as we're trying to maneuver around the storm. But the damage, obviously, could have been much, much worse. A lot of times with hurricane, the most damaging part will be the storm surge, which is the wall of water that comes in with the storm. With a Category 4 or 5 storm, that could be up to 20 feet deep. So you basically have a 20-foot wall of water coming on shore. With this storm, it was probably closer maybe to 10 feet right at the coast. And then once you get inland, you actually lose that storm surge. So with this storm itself, we're very fortunate that it did weaken. Otherwise, you know, obviously things could have been much, much worse.
So do you think people will be glad that they evacuated, or do you think people could actually have stayed home?
With a storm like this, there's no reason to ever take the chance. You know, it could have just as easily been a much stronger storm. And, you know, there's no need to take the chance. If it looks like there's that possibility, you definitely want to get out of the way. With us, we've chased about 10 hurricanes. We have a pretty good idea what we're doing. If the storm was stronger, we would not be out driving around. We would have taken shelter in a building that was with reinforced concrete to stay safe. But, you know, the average citizen with a storm like this coming on shore definitely needs to get out of the way just to make sure they're going to be safe.
And how quickly after the storm has passed will it be safe for them to return?
Actually, probably later today, as the storm continues coming inland, it should weaken rapidly. So definitely by tomorrow, I would expect people to start coming back into this area, back into New Orleans and in parts of southern Louisiana, and it should be safe by then.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.